Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chris Carosa is here. Chris is the president of Carosa Stanton Asset Management Organization, LLC. He's a certified trust and financial advisor, chief contributing editor to fiduciarynews.com, the author of a bunch of books on financial planning, including From Cradle to Retirement, Hamburger Dreams, A Piece of the Action. You're starting to get the picture. He's a smart guy with a good sense of humor. He's our good friend. Chris, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Chris, most talk shows would never conduct an interview where we talk about a rule from the Department of Labor. I mean, talk about just hearing the wind noise from people reaching for the dial, right? But we got courage around here. We're tough here, and we believe that our audience actually perks their ears up when they hear about something new coming out of the Department of Labor, because they know it could cost them money, right?
Could cost them money, or maybe sometimes it'll help them. It all depends on, you know, what they do.
So there was new stuff happened that we need to know about associated with something called ESG. Tell us what happened.
ESG. ESG stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance, and it's really a form of social advocacy type of thinking, and it's very popular right now. It's kind of interesting. A few years ago, I was at a conference and talking with a guy by the name of Chuck Underwood, who studies America's generation. In fact, he used to host a show on PBS about that. And he mentioned that the young people, the younger generation, were very motivated to make decisions, including purchasing decisions, mm-hmm. based on social advocacy.
That's right.
So that's what this ESG
has been going on. It's been going on for 10 or 15 years, really, hasn't it?
Yeah. And you know, it's one thing to say, okay, I'm going to buy something, you know, I'm going to buy orange juice because I think orange juice is healthy and all that kind of stuff, or I'm going to avoid orange juice because I don't think orange juice is healthy. Anyway, that's a personal decision that anybody could make, and that's fine. So now what's really,
Chris, what I remember it beginning with tobacco. Companies that had stakes in tobacco, that's where it really kind of began, maybe 15, maybe 20 years ago. I don't know. It's been a while. And it increasingly encroached on other things besides that. And now climate change and things like that. Go ahead now.
Yeah, well, actually, it began further than that. In the 1980s, there was a divestment movement across the country. You know, people would go on strike. College students would go on strike or whatever. They would want their colleges to get out of South Africa,
right?
Or something like that.
Yeah. The blood diamonds.
There were studies that were done at that point that showed if you make investment decisions based on, you know, social advocacy, mm-hmm. you're not gonna earn as much. Mm-hmm. You know, you're gonna do poorer. So as a fiduciary, you really shouldn't have been making decisions based on political causes. You always had to keep the focus on what was gonna be best for your client or for the beneficiary that you were working for. And that was pretty much par for the course. Well, in the last few years, we kind of flipped over on that. We had rules from the DOL that said that it was okay to take this into consideration. And there's various theories when it says it's okay. I mean, there's this thing called, well, really, it's called the prudent investor rule now, but back in the 1800s, when it was first started, it was called the prudent man rule. And the prudent man rule said that trustees or fiduciaries were allowed to invest in speculative securities, but only to the extent that a reasonable man would. Mm-hmm. And that usually was maybe like 5% of the portfolio. So a very small amount. Well, everything is kind of flipped now where people are saying that the entire portfolio should be invested with this in mind. Mm-hmm. Again, as an individual, there's no problem with you making that decision. But as a fiduciary working for someone else, there is a potential problem. So what the DOL came out with over the summer is a draft rule that targeted ESG investing specifically. It said, you know, we don't think that that's really a wise thing to do, because if you're in charge of somebody else's money, you should not be making political decisions with that person's money, with somebody else's money.
Right.
You should only be making decisions with that money that optimizes the return.
Unless you have told them, this is what I'm going to do. If you don't want that, don't buy into my fund.
Yeah, well, so as an individual, yes, you can make that decision. But as a fiduciary, it's iffy if you can give somebody enough rope to hang themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real crux of the position. And the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is usually in charge of how professionals invest other people's money, they have a rule they have a process where you have to prove that there's a reasonable idea or theory or concept behind why you're investing. And by reasonable, they mean that it's going to be a good way to invest. It's not going to guarantee that you're going to make money,
right,
but it's not going to be something that...
I got about a minute in this segment. What's the bottom line on this?
The bottom line is the DOL just came out with a rule that reiterates what the SEC said. And it says you cannot invest in anything based on non-pecuniary factors. Non-pecuniary factors. That's the word that the DOL uses. So it means you have to be able to make money on the investment.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say they tricked everybody where it's a very broad rule. It doesn't have to do just with ESG. It has to do with everything. Mm-hmm. And that's really the standard as it always used to be. So right. It's we've gone back to the future where fiduciaries are required really to always behave in somebody's
in a fiduciary
fashion.
Way. And so it'll be interesting, folks, going forward in the next 4 years, if under a Biden administration, it'll be interesting. Let's watch this particular rule. We'll get Chris back one day and get him to report on how that's faring as we move forward. Quick break, 20 after, right back with our good friend Chris Carosa. He's the president of Carosa Stanton Asset Management, LLC.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.